This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots of time to answer your questions. And you can call us, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got lots of stories to share with you, lots of amazing information coming through medical journals and through the press this week. And, yeah, even though we're in the midst of holiday season, the news doesn't stop coming in. And that's what this program is all about, sharing vital health information with you. And you can participate. You can call in with a comment or question, something about nutrition, or you've got a medical predicament you're facing. 877-726-8255, this hour or next. And I'm in the doctor's office. At a time of year where it's a little harder to get a hold of a doctor because lots of doctors are on vacation. So it's been a little chilly here in New York. We've been slipping and sliding on ice and snow. And it really is, you know, looks like it might turn into a white Christmas season for us here. Certainly a white Hanukkah for many of our listeners celebrating that holiday. And this story, another nail in the coffin for the U.S. Dietary Guidelines and the American Heart Association recommendations. If you check out current websites, or say the AHA, the American Heart Association, they'll tell you to pursue a diet that is low in saturated fats. And if you're considering having high-fat dairy, substitute skim milk or low-fat milk. If you're contemplating high-fat cheese, avoid that. If you're using butter, consider some form of polyunsaturated oil. Those are the anachronistic recommendations of the AHA and the U.S. Dietary Guidelines, which haven't really helped us very much in terms of reducing our epidemic of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. I mean, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, or in the not eating, of these so-called healthy foods. And the net result is that Americans are getting less healthy eating according to the U.S. Dietary Guidelines. And there's actually a big movement afoot to change them, or at least even, you know, kind of deregulate the guideline industry, much as, you know, we're talking about deregulating government. Well, government, when government intrudes into our food choices and makes recommendations, often they're wrong or at the very least controversial. And so this study, as I said, another nail in the coffin of the thesis that we should be substituting low-fat or skim milk for whole-fat milk and dairy products. The study is entitled The Effect of Whole Milk Compared with Skim Milk on Fasting Blood Lipids in Healthy Adults. This was a 3-week randomized crossover study. And what they did is they intensely studied a small group of individuals who either consumed full fat milk or skim milk during two consecutive 3-week periods. So they crossed them over. First, they had skim milk, or else they had high fat normal milk. And then they switched. And they looked at what happened to them metabolically. And it was very interesting because whole milk actually increased the beneficial HDL cholesterol compared to skim milk. Now you might say, well, okay, yeah, raise the HDL, the good cholesterol, but probably raise the bad cholesterol as well. And the answer is no. There were no significant differences between whole milk and skim milk in their effects on total and LDL cholesterol, that's the bad cholesterol, triglycerides, insulin, and glucose concentrations. So you got a net benefit raising the good HDL without a downside harming other parameters. And the conclusion of the study is that a half a liter per day of whole milk, that's quite a lot, did not adversely affect fasting blood lipids, glucose, or insulin compared to normal milk. Compared to skim milk. And these findings suggest that the higher energy content is taken into account, because, yeah, there may be more calories. Whole milk might be considered a part of a healthy diet. Okay, wow. Revolutionary concept. Whole milk is okay, according to the latest studies. I personally, you know, I am not a milk or dairy fancier. I think milk is optional, especially for adults, and especially for people who suffer from certain conditions. Many patients with migraines or chronic headaches benefit from dairy elimination. Patients like myself, who suffer from nasal congestion, who are allergic, do better when we avoid dairy products. I personally haven't had dairy products. I can't even remember the last time I had any dairy products other than butter or ghee, which is relatively low in the dairy protein that causes allergies. But when it comes to cardiovascular disease, it appears that the dairy is not a real causative factor. Yes, sometimes kids with acne do better when they get off of dairy. A concern may exist for certain types of cancers, prostate cancer, particularly in men, perhaps breast cancer in women because of the hormonal effects of milk. But in general, when it comes to cardiovascular disease, diabetes risk, milk and dairy products are increasingly being exonerated. All right. And when will the American Heart Association and the powers that be wake up to this salient fact? They just keep holding on to this old dogma, this 20th century dogma rooted in the 1970s and 80s, that fat is the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Okay, this item, and it has to do with the effects on the brain of marijuana. Now, I am not a fan of marijuana legislation that permits freer access to pot because, you know, ultimately, I think people should proceed in life with a clear mind. People should drink less. People should do less in the way of recreational drugs. And in particular, I have a concern that, well, okay, maybe for adults, it's not that harmful. But when it comes to freer access and legalization of pot, it's going to fall in the hands of more and more kids. And kids are at a critical developmental stage where their brains literally are being shaped. And a brain on pot may not end up as organized or as well-honed in terms of learning skills, memory, and performance as a brain unhampered by the influence of outside substances. I mean, that is pretty basic stuff. And there are many studies that suggest that kids who start pot early perform less well academically. It may shave IQ points off, and it may also increase the risk for schizophrenia in some who are perhaps genetically prone to schizophrenia. It just may loosen the neurohormonal bonds that keep the brain together. That totally makes sense. But here's a flip side of the coin. That's very interesting because we talk about cannabinoids, CBD, and medical marijuana in terms of their beneficial effects. It's a fascinating study that suggests that cannabis could prevent mental decline in a specific subpopulation, HIV sufferers, because it's a viral and inflammatory disorder, they're living longer. They can be saved with powerful medications, but they still are at risk for cognitive decline. And so, in this particular study, what they found is that marijuana reduces the inflammatory white blood cell count in HIV patients. And because up to 50% of HIV patients are at risk of mental decline due to ongoing inflammation, cannabis, you know, you don't have to smoke it. You could take it as a tincture or a liquid or a capsule. Cannabis makes sufferers have inflammatory cell levels close to healthy persons. And the suggestion here is that in perhaps not just HIV, but in other inflammatory neurodegenerative diseases, that medical marijuana may have beneficial effects on the brain. It's a flip side of the coin of the story that marijuana robs you of memory, focus, and learning ability. It may, in certain circumstances, help to slow the progression of inflammatory disorders. A fascinating study from Michigan State University. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 877-726-8255. And taking advantage of that opportunity is Rita from Iowa. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I've been better, and I called about a year ago, and you gave my husband some help. I'm hoping you can help me now.
Okay, great.
I was diagnosed with osteoporosis just recently.
Okay.
And I really don't want to go on one of the, one of the brand name drugs. And yep. I've heard you talk about the strontium, or however you say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have stomach problems. I've had two open hiatal hernia surgeries. And so I really am not able to eat or drink anything like about 3 hours before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And on one of your, some of the information, it looked like you said it was best to take it of a night before bed.
Right. Well, you know, just like another way to do that is if you can't take it and then lie down, You can take it first thing in the morning on awakening, but try not to eat for about 90 minutes afterwards. Is that something doable? Because at least you'll be upright and you won't be lying down, so that it probably will be absorbed and will work fine that way.
Okay.
Strontium, I think, is one of the most potent things we have for treatment of osteoporosis. Of course, there's making sure you have adequate vitamin D. You want to get a blood test to make sure your vitamin D is at least 45, 50, 60, something like that. That may require up to 5,000 international units of vitamin D per day. And, you're in a state where not a lot of sunshine this time of year, so you got to make sure you get adequate vitamin D.
Right.
Also consider Austinol. Austinol is something that we sometimes use when patients don't tolerate strontium. But most patients tolerate strontium. There shouldn't be a problem. But, the occasional patient who says, I don't know, they've got indigestion or something bothers them about strontium, we give them Austinol.
Okay.
And Austinol comes in various doses. You can find it at Fullscript, which is our online ordering place. You just go to Fullscript and register there, and you can then order products there.
Right. Well, I guess I should tell you, too, that I do have Barrett's esophagus.
Sure. Okay. And Barrett's esophagus, again, that's a potentially a precancerous condition caused by chronic irritation. For Barrett's, I would recommend EGCG, green tea. You may also take something like DIM or sulforaphane. These are anti-cancer compounds from cruciferous vegetables. Folate seems to be anti-cancer in that condition. I mean, I got to say, I treat a lot of patients for Barrett's because it's pretty common. And I'm pretty proud to say I'm going to knock wood here. Hear me knocking wood. Not one of my patients has progressed to anything more serious. They all have held the line, or at very least, they're not any worse. And many, have normal EGDs, normal endoscopies after we treat them nutritionally. So it is a condition that's amenable to nutritional treatment. And there are, anti-cancer compounds you can use.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So give it a shot. Hopefully you'll call us in a couple of years and you'll say, okay, you cured me and my husband. Now I got a question about my dog. No, I'm kidding. I don't do veterinary medicine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right. 877-726-TALK is our number. And, this time of year, the British Medical Journal has a tradition of, Christmas edition, of coming up with a little bit of a whimsical addition. Stories are kind of tongue-in-cheek. And this story celebrates changes in the size of wine glasses. They say that our Georgian and Victorian ancestors probably celebrated Christmas with more modest wine consumption than we do today. And the reason is that the capacity of wine glasses, according to a very detailed and careful investigation, has increased sevenfold over the past 300 years. That's due to new techniques of wine glass manufacture. But the net result is that we're consuming a lot more wine. And maybe, just maybe, the solution is to offer people smaller wine glasses. They would be drinking a lot less. Supersize Me takes on new meaning when it comes to wine glasses, according to this article in the British Medical Journal. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, and we'll be back with more questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we're taking your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a call from Dave in New York. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for being there for us.
My pleasure.
About 5 years ago, my doctor wanted me on cholesterol medication. My cholesterol was like 202, 210. And yeah,
That's not even that high. That's not even spectacularly high.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't like the medication. I had some of the cramps in the muscles that he talked about. So I've been taking red yeast rice ever since.
Yeah.
And my cholesterol has gone down to about 150. I've obviously tried to
control my weight. Hang tight. That's a very impressive response to red yeast rice. I mean, you got a 25% response from 200 and change to 150 and change. That's a phenomenal response. That's great. And you didn't get the side effects with that?
I don't seem to, not at all. My cardiologist never heard of it 5 years ago, but she said to me, whatever you're doing, continue taking it.
Yeah, that's a shame. See, that's a shame that they don't, they're not aware of it, that they didn't investigate it, because the red yeast rice is actually the origin of the statins. The first statin was actually purified from red yeast rice, which, by the way, is when you order a Peking duck, that's what they put on the duck to make it red. It's a fungal product, and it contains a natural substance, which is an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. It's a fancy term, which means it blocks the synthesis of cholesterol. And it really works and often doesn't have the side effects of statin drugs.
I'm going to ask you one question. I am taking like 40 milligrams of the Benicar, the generic. I take 5 milligrams, I'm 73, I take 5 milligrams of daily Cialis, and my mouth is very dry at night. Is that often from the medications, and I take 30 vitamins a day, including the red yeast rice?
Well, the red yeast rice isn't likely to cause it, and it's unlikely that the supplements are going to cause this, and I'm going to look up Benicar, which is a blood pressure medication. The Benicar... can it cause? Let's look at the side effects of Benicar. I'm just looking them up right now because it's tough to memorize all this stuff.
So, yeah, it's hard for me to read the brochure, which is a legal 10 pages long too.
Oh yeah, I mean don't even go there because it's gonna freak you out when you see all. Okay, so like more serious reactions include allergic reactions, itching, hives. Okay, that's not happening. Lightheadedness, dizziness, or fainting, which can happen with any blood pressure medication if it drops your blood pressure too much. Diarrhea, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really list dry mouth among the side effects. Other medications sometimes can cause dry mouth, but I don't think Benicar can necessarily cause dry mouth. Sometimes as you age, there's a little reduction in saliva manufacture by your salivary glands. And there's actually a product that you can try, which is a mouth moistener. It's made by Spry, the same folks who make clear nasal spray. And it also, you know, when you get dry mouth, you get more dental decay. Have you been told by your dentist that you're starting to get more cavities or gum problems?
Might have some more gum problems in my age, but they don't know why.
One of the reasons, I mean, if you don't produce saliva, your gums tend to deteriorate and you get more cavities. It changes the environment in your mouth. So you might try these little pastilles, lozenges, which create a little more saliva production, or there's an oral spray. It's called RAIN, like rain, you know, RAIN. And it's part of the Spry Dental Defense System. You can find it at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. I don't know if the medications are causing your problem, but hey, you know, you shared a very interesting result with us, is that your cholesterol plummeted after taking this medication. So congratulations. I mean, not even a medication. You took a natural substance, the red yeast rice. Mm-hmm. What brand do you take? I'm just curious. And what amount do you take?
I've been buying Puritan's Pride for the last 40 years of different vitamins. And
do you
I'm taking I think it's three. At first I was taking 600 in the morning and the night. So now I'm just taking 300 in the morning and every other night, usually around 300.
So
but
in effect,
I have also
taking...
curtailed my weight and diet and exercise, you know,
there
all
you go.
Those things.
There you go. I mean, I think really some of the heavy lifting is done by your lifestyle change, because that result is a little too spectacular, given that you're taking, you're not even taking the maximal dose of the red yeast rice. I mean, we sometimes give 1,200 up to 2,400. I use the Colyst brand. I think, you know, probably your brand is good, but you got to be careful because some manufacturers kind of cut corners and it's not as pure. So Colyst is by Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E is the manufacturer. And I usually like 600 milligrams twice daily or sometimes more. But, you know, I give credit to some of your lifestyle changes.
So well, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Diane,
so
again,
all the best. Thanks
for
listening.
There.
My pleasure. Okay. Thanks for listening. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. And listen up, because here's another tip for the many of you, probably many of you, who suffer from frequent fatigue. Here's the only nutritional formula that I know of that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. And the research is really good on this. They keep coming out with more research on the effect of NT factor on the mitochondria. The mitochondria, of course, the powerhouses of the cells, and they have membranes. And NT factor helps to repair the membranes of the cell as well as the mitochondria, thus making energy production more efficient. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. It's got fish oil, multivitamin. But some people like their multivitamin. They like their fish oil product. They just want pure NT factor. So I suggested to the manufacturer, the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics, that they create a new product, which is NT factor. And they've dubbed it Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of just pure NT factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking, personally, NT factor for years, and I don't go a day without it. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay. We have another caller, Larry from Missouri. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, doctor. You was talking about MEP a little while ago.
Yeah.
What is the difference between homogenized milk and regular milk, raw milk?
Well, the difference is, you know, in the homogenization. By the way, are you involved in the dairy industry at all? You know anything about this or farming?
Well, I was raised on a farm and always had raw milk.
So you had raw milk just from the cow. I mean, they would milk the cows in a barn in a pail,
right.
And then you'd have fresh milk. And so here, there's really a difference. And really two things change milk from the way you got it as a kid. By the way, how old are you? You sound like a pretty healthy guy. You seem to have done well on that regimen.
I'm over 70.
Okay. And so you were raised on raw milk. And so with raw milk, what you get is, number one, it's not pasteurized. So pasteurized is the heating process. And, you know, you got to be careful because cows can have diseases that, you know, your parents and grandparents knew that, and they can transmit diseases to kids. And that's dangerous if, you know, the milk isn't, sterilized and pasteurized. However, for, you know, literally thousands of years, people were consuming unpasteurized milk, and there were benefits to be had because compounds, certain beneficial immune-supporting compounds and nutritional compounds and get destroyed, certain proteins get destroyed when you pasteurize. It damages some of the nutritional value of the milk. That's one thing. With the homogenization, what you're doing is, you know, you're separating, you're basically blenderizing the milk so it has a consistent consistency. So, you know, you don't get the cream on the top and the rest of the milk on the bottom. It's all, you know, basically like mixing a can of paint. That's what homogenization is. And what you do is you change the particle size of milk from large globules of fat to very, very tiny particles. And the thought is that those tiny particles may be more dangerous, more either allergenic or atherogenic. They may affect the arterial wall, although the latest studies kind of exonerate milk as a cause of cardiovascular disease. So these days it's hard to get raw milk. And you got to be careful because, I mean, say you're a pregnant lady and you drink raw milk and you get listeriosis, it can be very, very damaging to the baby. So you're told you got to avoid that. But unfortunately, we threw the baby out with the bathwater. In this country, we ban raw milk. when in Europe, under very carefully inspected and controlled conditions, raw milk is still available. You know, they literally have, FBI raids, on farms that produce raw milk in this country. And it's kind of like, it's kind of agricultural fascism in a way that we're practicing, because we're taking these small artisanal producers, quality producers, and driving them out of business and preventing people from accessing the benefits of raw dairy. So, that's basically the difference. I mean, there's a whole lot of controversy about this, and I think that there are probably some real benefits to raw milk, which we lose in the industrialized processing of milk. Plus, often we add hormones to animal feed to rev up milk production, and that's a whole different story. So there you have it.
Well, what I was getting at, when I was in school,
yeah,
I get all the milk I want at home. Okay.
Yeah.
I go to school, and they give you a little carton of milk.
Yeah.
And if I drink two of them within two hours, I'll be passing gas like mad.
Well, so it is changed. There really is a difference, and it affects the digestion as well. Yeah.
It is for me, because I can turn around, and if I drink 12, I love milk. And if I drink milk now, within 45 minutes, I better be sitting on the pot, or because I'll have diarrhea.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if that, it's got to be the homogenizing that causes, but I can eat cheese and ice cream and other stuff that don't bother me. It's just the,
well, there are certain changes. And, I would, if it weren't for the fact that you're able to have ice cream, I'd say you might have developed some lactose intolerance, which adults often develop. Sometimes as a child or a young person, you're able to drink milk. But then later in life, you lose that ability, because really, as mammals, we're only supposed to be drinking our mother's milk, and thereafter, it's just optional. It's not really a necessary food. So we lose the ability to digest milk. But the fact that you're able to digest ice cream suggests that you're really not lactose intolerant, because ice cream is fairly high in lactose. It really must be something to do with the homogenization process. So, very interesting observation. And, I had a feeling you had something to do with the dairy industry way back in your past. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it very much. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And our number is 877-726-8255. Keep those calls coming this hour and next. For Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are now available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers across the United States. Get them today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and a great article, if I might say so myself, about 20 natural ways to lower your blood pressure. This in wake of new guidelines, which suggest that 39 million more Americans
have hypertension. They've moved the goalpost on us from suggesting that those people had pre-hypertension. Now they've been told they have full-blown hypertension. So what to do? Last week we talked about diet, and this week we talk about 20 additional lifestyle measures that people can undertake to lower their blood pressure. Check it out at drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255 is our number, and our call board is unusually active this weekend. We got a call from Veronica in Las Vegas. Hey, Veronica.
Good morning, Dr. Hoffman.
How are you?
I'm a newcomer to your radio show.
Oh, excellent. Welcome aboard. Yeah, we're getting calls now from Las Vegas. I guess we have a new affiliate out of Vegas, so welcome.
Thank you. This year I was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. Mm-hmm. I was unaware of it before until my doctor had a blood test done.
Yeah.
And from in the 70s, all at once my GFR is down in the 40s.
Can I explain what that is for our listeners? A GFR is glomerular flow rate, and what it refers to is the filtration ability of your kidneys. And this is based on a calculation using your height and your weight and your creatinine. Were you told that you have an elevated creatinine?
They pointed it out, but I went to a nephrologist recently, yeah, and she said it wasn't bad. But
okay.
I'm not sure exactly what that means.
What's your GFR?
GFR was 47.
47. Okay, and how old are you?
I am 76.
Okay, well, that's not really that bad. And so to illustrate, you know, like a normal, healthy, you know, young, athletic person might have a GFR that's, you know, 75, 80, up to 100. There is a little bit of an age-related decline in kidney filtration, and mm-hmm. you're not too far off the mark there. You're at 47, you're okay, and you could happily go to your grave at 112 with a GFR of, you know, 37, you know, or 32. That wouldn't be terrible. The problem arises when you get down to, like, you know, 15 or 10. That's when you start seeing real trouble. So, do they have a reason for this? Do they say you have, because you have high blood pressure, you've had diabetes, or, you know, is there any particular cause of this?
I have no diabetes. I have no high blood pressure. In fact, the last time it was taken, it was 120 over 69 or something like mm-hmm. that.
And what's your height and weight, if you don't mind sharing?
I'm 5'4", and I'm 100 pounds.
Okay, so you're, you know, slim and trim. So it's really not about obesity, or, you know, you don't have any serious medical problems. You're not taking a lot of pain relievers,
Advil,
Aleve, things like that.
No, I have arthritis, but I don't take anything for it.
You can take natural things like curcumin would be good, you know, fish oil would be good. But stay away from, you know, as you are, drugs like Advil, Motrin. These medications leave, these can actually damage your kidney function. So you don't want that. So let me share with you and our audience, interesting information about one supplement that really does slow the progression of chronic renal failure. And I wouldn't say that you have chronic renal failure. Maybe you've got maybe slight, mild, you know, renal impairment, but you don't have renal failure. It's N-acetylcysteine or NAC. Now, N-acetylcysteine is a building block for glutathione. Glutathione is the body's premier antioxidant. And I have a couple of studies here. This one is entitled, N-acetylcysteine attenuates the progression of chronic renal failure. There's several studies here along those lines, some from 2005, some one from 2008. It says N-acetylcysteine has been reported to protect the kidney from injury. For example, when you take contrast, you know, some people get kidney failure when they take IV contrast for various studies like CAT scans. And if you take N-acetylcysteine, it actually may help to protect the kidneys from that kind of damage. Well, it turns out that N-acetylcysteine taken on a daily basis may slow the progression of renal failure.
How much should I take of it per day?
You can easily, safely take 500 milligrams two or three times a day. And that's not a bad thing for your brain, your heart, for your liver. I mean, it actually is wonderful for slowing the progression of liver disease as well. In fact, N-acetylcysteine is the standard hospital treatment for Tylenol toxicity. You know, you can kill yourself with as few as a dozen Tylenols. Some people, want to do sort of a suicidal gesture. They take a half a bottle of Tylenol thinking, well, you know, it's going to knock me out, but it's not going to kill me. It can kill you. And the treatment, if you arrive at the emergency room, is to give N-acetylcysteine. So N-acetylcysteine for a chronic renal failure is a pretty plausible way to go. Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us this hour. We got lots more time to take your phone calls next hour. Our number 877-726-8255. And we'll be right back for more.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.